May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 64. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Number 64.
Thank you.
the Lord help us to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 11. The Gospel of John, chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way, and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come, and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly, and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Jesus had done. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord now help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word of truth. Now may help us and teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God of heaven and of earth, Lord, we would come, we would venture, we would approach with reverence, with holy fear upon our spirits. Lord, help us, draw us, and we will run after thee. Lord, as we come once more on this thy day, Lord, thy dear people here, dear friends here, Lord, we look back. We would rightly remember all the way the Lord our God has led us. And Lord, great are thy mercies. Lord, truly, thou hast remembered us in much mercy. And Lord, in spite of many fears, in spite We have to say ourselves, and thou knowest each one that says it from the heart, in spite of many sins, Lord, thou hast, in thy rich mercy, remembered us and brought us safely, Lord, kept us as the very apple of thine eye, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. And Lord, through thy mercy, once more we gather round thy holy word of truth. Once more it's our privilege. Once more, Lord, what a favour. What a God. We have to say, not worthy of the least of all thy mercies. But Lord, who can count them? Who can number them? Humbled then in the very dust, we would once more look again toward thy holy temple, once more be helped in our worship, to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, there's no other way. There's no other worship. Lord, we dread to be left to that fall. We dread to be left to something of earthly learning, upbringing, whatever it may be. But oh, as dear John on the Isle of Patmos, thou didst put him in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And Lord, that's our great need. Oh, to worship thee then, in spirit and in truth. Then, Lord, all the praise, all the honour, all the glory will redound to thy great and holy name. But Lord, have we got any better over the years? Thy mercies, Lord, truly been known. But Lord, that body of sin and death, the grip, the power of sin, Lord, that of the earth and earthy that is ours by nature. Lord, what can we say? How can we come? But Lord, we would be led to confess our sins. We would be led to come to Jesus, to cast our burden upon the Lord, and know thy sustaining, thy blessed sustaining. Lord, we would know, Lord, a turning from sin. Lord, and a turning to that new and living way, a turning to that that is unspeakably precious. Draw us, Lord, our very souls after thee. Come, and Lord, may there be that blessed presence. Lord, may there be that true shelter, that true cleft of the rock, that, as it were, overshadowing. Then, Lord, we'll be blessed. Then we'll be helped. Then thy mercy, free and sovereign grace, that for wretched, hell-deserving sinners will flow. And, Lord, our souls will go out after it. Sinners, Lord, will run. Lord, do grant that by faith to see then, shining through thy word, no man save Jesus only. Lord, we would humbly bear before thee thy dear people here. Lord, we would bear before thee dear children brought in, those fast growing up in years. Lord, it is a very evil day and generation. Oh, there have been, Lord, those things to so undermine, those blessings handed down to us in our land. So quickly, Lord, the enemies come in so subtly as a flood. And, oh, Lord, the dear younger ones they need. And we would pray in that dear prayer that thou didst teach thy dear disciples. Oh, that they may be delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon them. Keep them then as the very apple of thine eye. Lord, oh, do thou speak to them. Never man spake like this man. Oh, show them what they are. Then lead to Jesus' blood, and to their wondering view reveal the secret love of God, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Oh, may there be something not of this earth, something not of themselves, but, oh, blessedly plant deeply within that need, that God be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, do keep them. Help them, Lord, life's pathway before. Keep them, Lord, under all those influences and all those things that they may come into. Lord, have mercy upon them. Hear the prayer of dear prayers of dear parents, dear grandparents, dear praying mothers, fathers in Israel. And Lord, we would humbly bear before thee too. We understand, gone from these shores, if it be thy will for a season. Lord, begun, Lord, a journey. But, oh, Lord, could it be thy holy will? Speak on that journey. Speak in mercy. Speak in covenant love. Oh, Lord, if thou dost speak in a foreign land, oh, like thou hast done those from these shores in days past. Oh, never to be forgotten time, never to be forgotten power. Lord, have mercy, we pray, that they may be kept, but oh, to blessedly come under that all taught of the Lord. Lord, then they'll find something never expected. But, oh, there'll be that to thy praise, thy honour, thy glory. Have mercy, Lord, each younger one then. And, Lord, do have mercy, Lord, each in their various needs as they would venture and cast their burden upon the Lord, whatever that burden may be. And Lord, those burdens, Lord, those joined together, those seeking that this may be so, Lord, help them, each one, to look to Jesus in it all. And Lord, to know that help, those seasons of darkness, those seasons of distress, those seasons of impossibility, where the old enemy goes about as a roaring lion. Oh, hear prayer, Lord. and do undertake, do in mercy draw near, and go with them. And Lord, hear prayer. Thou would yet blessedly make a way. Oh, men ought always to pray and not to faint. But Lord, do go before. Do make that way. Oh, do in thy rich mercy. Lord, bless them indeed to prove here it is that doth go before thee. Truly to make the crooked things straight, the rough places plain. Who art thou, O great Zerubbabel, before a mountain, before that great mountain? Make it a plain. Lord, oh, in all thy dealings then, favour them to lean, and none can lean too hard on a beloved Jesus. A faithful Jesus. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Help them, Lord. And those that, Lord, bear the burden and heat of the day. Those that walk in affliction. Those that bear the burden in love of afflicted ones. Those many things, many hard questions. Oh, do thou help in it all. Lord, do thou be very near in it all. And oh, do sustain in it all. And oh, grant that patience, that help to continually look. Men ought always to pray then. But oh, to be helped to watch. Help, Lord, to be kept, Lord, in all the ways, in all the needs. And Lord, there are those in old age, there are those unable, we believe, to come up to this house of prayer still, but Lord, thou art, Lord, still the same. Oh Lord, thou canst bring back, Lord, those things spoken. Thou canst come in the very room. May not be a word spoken, but oh, sacred presence. Oh, truly do. Lord, remember each one, Lord, whether young or old. May they prove the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, help them to humbly plead it. But Lord, thou knowest those that, Lord, no concern. No need. Oh, could there be, even on this thy day, the in the beginning God, oh, with Saul of Tarsus, behold, he prayeth. Oh, thou and thou alone can make all the difference. Oh, that souls may be blessedly born again then. Oh, Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine. Lord, the mercy is thine. Oh, we humbly plead these great mercies. And Lord, remember each one together. Help them to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Do remember thy one church, thy people wherever they gather. And as we think of those at home, we do pray, help, Lord, this day. And thy, your afflicted servant, we trust among them, but Lord, help him. And Lord, may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Call souls out of thy nature's darkness to thy marvellous light. Lord, Oh, we beg then, have mercy and leave none out when thou for thy saint doth call. We humbly begging. Who can tell? Lord, we humbly pleading. Help our dear friend at the desk. Help each dear deacon, all the burdens, concerns this church and people. Lord, pray with dear Nehemiah. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. And Lord, thou knowest thy will this day. Thou knowest what has been prayed for. Lord, this day, thy word. Thou knowest that thou hast spoken. Thou knowest the burdens, exercises, this church and people. Oh, could we humbly beg, I will work, and who shall let it? Who shall hinder it? O Lord, work amongst this dear church and people still. Oh, may they prove I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Help then as we would turn to thy word. Lord, oh, do prove certainly I will be with thee. Dip our foot in oil, make us acceptable to the brethren. Lord, do thou speak, that we might be favoured to be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Help us then, and Lord, send none empty away. Send none disappointed home. Do blessedly build on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified, on this rock. I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, we would stand in solemn awe and deep reverence. But, oh no, thy work for sinners. Lord, do help us then to remember thee. And ere thy day comes to a close, to blessedly consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Thou knowest those that come like that. Oh, to consider Jesus. Lord, we would pray for help in the singing of the hymns. We would not forget those in authority over us, in our royal house. One with child there, Lord, oh, could there be, Lord, a bringing forth to thy praise, as we would remember each that in love we bear before thee, the carry. And Lord, oh, that there may be a chosen vessel unto me. Lord, this poor land has been blessed. This sinful land has been blessed. Lord, in days past, those raised up. Oh, could there be then once more those that will know thy work, those that will stand, and having done all to stand, hear prayer. O blessed Lamb, overcome those of the power of darkness, those of the synagogue of Satan, those of the desolation of abomination. Lord, we humbly bear before thee those in our parliament. Oh, could thou yet rule and overrule for good? Oh, could there be? Hear the cries of thy poor people, Lord, poor and afflicted. Lord, are thine. But Lord, oh, hear our poor cries, that Lord, thou wilt yet overcome that so contrary to thy word, and raise up, yeah, men, women of prayer. And oh, those that search the scriptures and word, walk in the truth as it is in Jesus, and prize the privileges that our land has known. Hear our poor cries as we pray for thy persecuted church throughout this poor world. And Lord, hear prayer literally. Peace of Jerusalem, thy one church, we would ask it in the name of Jesus. Praying, help Lord.
Hymn 87, the second part. Oh, the mysterious depths of grace, who shall thy wandering mazes trace, surpassing human thought to know, where this abyss of love shall flow. Hymn 87, the second part.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read in the Gospel according to John chapter 11 and the words, "I truly believe the Blessed Spirit has solemnly caused to rest upon me," are found in the beginning of verse 30. John chapter 11, verse 30, and the first few words, "Now Jesus was not yet come." The verse goes on into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Now Jesus was not yet come. We must solemnly, searchingly ask the question of ourselves, what is our reaction to such a word as this? All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Does His word search you? Does it search me? Or is there that soul that blessedly goes out to this precious word? Oh, draw me, Lord, and I will run. For there's a blessed yet. Oh, He will come. In a very solemn and searching sense, He will come, you know. Every eye shall see Him. And there will be that time when all that, and that that has ever been since the Lord created, spake this world into existence, it will be no more. The Scripture describes it when the heaven shall be rolled together as a scroll. Oh, what a solemn deep is in that word. All that man looks to, all that man depends on, will be no more. And Scripture recalls the dear Lord Jesus solemnly spoke of the end. There will be those that call for the rocks to fall on them to hide them. To hide them from the glory, the power of that one that will come. And every eye shall see Him. Not again to be born in a humble stable, but now with power and great glory. But oh, is there that in us? Has there once been in us, in your soul, in my soul, that would go out to Him, that would be blessedly gathered with Him to meet the Lord in the air? Or as the dear hymn writer solemnly speaks it. Are we still a total stranger to his precious name and blood? O soul, thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Pause. Brink. The man, the sinner standing before you this morning, got up on a Monday morning, attended to all those things of time. You younger ones cleared that on the computer, did various things. And oh, then return to those after the dentist, simple daily things, and was leaning on a photocopying machine, and in a moment, twinkling of an eye, all changed. And oh, the Lord, in mercy, made that great change. But oh, is there that that goes out in your soul? Lord, may that great change be in mercy. And oh, could there be a time once in my life? Yes. Draw me, Jesus. And oh, run after thee, whether for time, for eternity. Didn't matter then when the Lord blessed. Didn't matter then in the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, his presence. Oh, so none like that. So precious. Now, Jesus was not yet come. There is, oh, I am humbly persuaded by the Holy Spirit of truth, the Lord is still working within these sacred walls. I call them sacred because the Lord has spoken, this is the place where mine honour dwelleth to me. The smell of the field that the Lord hath blessed, and the Lord can make a house of prayer holy, a sacred spot. It's not the walls, it's not the ground, it's not the pews, it's not the decoration, the atmosphere of a place, no. There is that when he's solemnly spoken by his blessed Spirit. There is that when he's blessedly drawn by his blessed Spirit. And oh, here, there were two dear sisters that are sent unto Jesus in all their need. What a mercy. What a favour. Therefore his sisters sent unto him prayer. And oh, dear sisters, dear brothers, this morning here, oh, is there that that blessedly goes out, but in the deep need, in the depths of the trial, oh, there was that sickness unto death, there was that that hung over them, there was that that so, oh, cause them to mourn. But there was that that blessedly went out. There was a living cry that went forth to that one place. that one only that could make any difference. They sent to that right place. And oh, if there's a dear sister, if there are dear sisters here this morning, you're sending to that right place. Blessed be his holy name. And I'd encourage dear brothers, oh, only one place to send to. In the deep need, whatever it may be. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him. But now Jesus was not yet come. In a sense, and we do speak of Martha and Mary and Martha. In this, handed down to us, it is the other way round to that that we read of in Luke, where it was Mary that sat at Jesus' feet. Martha was cumbered about with the much serving. But here, it's Martha that goes out. There was that blessedly going on in both of these. Mary sat still in the house. And Jesus loved them. What a difference. What a difference. Oh, if the blessed Spirit, oh, if there is that blessed Spirit of Christ to so seal that to some sinner in his house this morning, Jesus' love. And it's love divine, all love excelling. His is an everlasting love. His. Oh, is a love that, oh, took him to walk an unspeakably, really deep pathway. Oh, he died for those that he loved in darkness, in the hidings of his Father's face. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But oh, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. And oh, blessed be his holy name. If there's that exercise in love, that that goes out. But oh, in that blessed fullness, in that deep, in this word here, now Jesus was not yet come. Oh, not come in that fullness of his power, not come to those that would blessedly witness. As we read, our dear brother read, Lazarus, come forth. And oh, he came forth, bound hand and feet in those grave clothes. Loose him and let him go. Only Jesus could do it. And only Jesus can do it in your soul, in your pathway. Sinner, only Jesus can meet the need. But oh, what a mercy. Now Jesus was not yet come. Draw me, dear Lord. It keeps coming back as I stand here. And you know, one of the privileges I've pretty quickly learnt as standing as a pastor to those dear friends at home, the Lord's dear people there, you know, people open up to you a lot more readily to a pastor. Those I've been brought up with, pretty reticent characters, they keep it all inside for the most part. But oh, I've known some blessed conversations with those, yes, that have opened up of the Lord's dealings. And not only the Lord's dealings with them, but that handed down to us as a church and people, the Lord going before those that used to worship when I was a boy. And one account I was told of a couple of weeks back was a dear mother in Israel, she knew deep affliction. In her remaining days, and her days of widowhood. But the final month of her life here below, she was so blessed. And each that visited her, yes, the Lord's dear people, those brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, there was a sweet savour of Christ in that conversation. And oh, she told them all, each one, different days, different times, different visits, over those final weeks that she was waiting for her Jesus. The Lord opened her mouth. She wasn't a ready talker either. She'd known deep things in the pathway, but she was waiting for her Jesus. Her Jesus had not yet come in that blessed fullness. But oh, as she came down in body, as she came down in weakness, you know, that desire. Oh, that growing in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus grew the stronger. Oh, spiritually, she lay. Oh, helpless to all intents and purposes. But oh, there was that in her soul that blessedly went out to her Jesus. Oh, this is the Lord's work. Marvellous it is in our eyes. Now, dear soul, exercise soul. Jesus was not yet come. This word lay upon me. I really didn't know whether I should perhaps take as a text the word that we read of in John 6, where there was that when Jesus went up into a, departed again into a mountain himself alone, even was now come, his disciples went down to the sea and entered into a ship, and went out over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. As I later open my Bible and read John 11, it was clear to me by the Spirit, I humbly trust, but it was clear that was the word to bring. Now Jesus was not yet come, but I would draw your attention to this word in John 6, because they'd been sent in that pathway. They'd been sent over the sea. The Lord had done it. And in a sense, there is that, well, what a word. It was now dark and Jesus was not come to them. Were they expecting him then? Oh, must have been. Dear John, as he took up the pen and led to remember all the way the Lord his God had led him and been with him and blessed him and helped him and kept him. And those special times when he lay very near to his Lord. We read of that special time when he leaned on his breast at supper. Very close to his Lord. But it was now dark. And Jesus was not come to them. To them. Sinner, is that the pathway this morning? Now dark. There is a natural darkness and there is a spiritual darkness. Solemn if we're left in a spiritual darkness all our days. But Jesus was not come. Now Jesus was not yet come to that place. The grave. And so is there that, as it were, there's darkness on it all. You know, there is a darkness in grief. There is a darkness in the depths of affliction. There is a darkness alone. And there's a darkness we read of in the scriptures when all these things are against me. But oh, to be granted that dear Jacob was. He wrestled still in the darkness. In pain, there was that out of joint, but he still wrestled. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jesus will come. He's not yet come. That, you say, is very evident. That is very clear. I wouldn't be where I am now if Jesus was come. Oh, not yet come. But oh, no excuse, soul, to not wrestle. The darkness deep. The darkness impenetrable. I'm sure I must have described to you the darkness that I knew even naturally. The London Tube, on one occasion when all the power failed, there were people inches from you. There was total silence. in the depths of that underground and total darkness. You couldn't see a thing. But what a mercy. What a mercy, dear soul. Jesus, is it in this portion? Well, it's certainly elsewhere, if not here, in the Gospels, when Jesus saw them. Oh, the Lord knows. Mine eye seeth thee. He knoweth the way that I take. He knows it. He's walked it out. He's gone before. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And so this is very deep, but we do read of that darkness over the land from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Darkness. And it was there the Lord cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Is there that cry that goes forth? Is there more understanding in the depths of the darkness? Jesus was not yet come, but wait for him, son. Wait for him, sinner. Look to him, sinner. Look to him, blessedly alone, sinner. Still cry unto him. Remember, you'll have to forgive me, the name sometimes won't come, but dear Daniel, that decree sign, what a darkness that must have been. But still, opened his windows toward Jerusalem. Still, morning, noon, night, pray unto his God. Call upon his Lord. You can still call upon your Jesus. Look to your Jesus, soul. Oh, may you be blessed. Need of patience, I know. But may you be blessed to be given that, to patiently wait. Mary, the one here, we read of her in Luke then, as she sat at the feet of Jesus. Mary hath chosen that good part, shall not be taken from her. Martha, that dear sister, could not disturb this peace. Oh, she was with her Lord. And oh, so that set time will come. The day that the Lord hath made, marvelous it will be in our eyes. Oh, there will be that set time. You know, you may be blessedly favoured to know, as that blessed day begins, that this is the day, sealed by his blessed Spirit of truth, that day. And oh, there'll be blessing upon blessing when Jesus comes. Why? Oh, it was a blessing indeed for Martha when she went out to meet him. He was now coming. Oh, blessing, dear Mary. you were sent unto. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Personally. But oh, soul, there's still that overhung both these dear sisters. Lazarus is dead, that beloved brother. But oh, the Lord was coming. And oh, he blessedly come skipping over the mountains of impossibility. And oh, he blessedly comes. Oh, to show forth his power, to show forth his glory. Oh, to speak to a sinner. We could perhaps speak of Lazarus. There is that of corruption. There is that that takes hold. There is that that needs to be hidden away. That that can't be borne. But oh, there's also that, wrapped in those things of death after the manner of the Jewish burying. But what is that to thee? Oh, the dead shall hear his voice. Is there that that blessedly goes forth in this precious word? Lord, let me hear thy voice. Now Jesus was not yet come. But oh, soul, it's a sacred time to wait. It's a precious time to wait. It's a precious time to sit at his feet. It's a precious time to blessedly anticipate. And it won't always be dark. No. There'll be times when there is that that goes forth. Oh, I've spoken before here, I must have done. That one that went out in his lawn, a farmer, years ago, and there was that given to him in darkness, in his circumstances, in the dear family, went out onto his lawn in a dark winter's night, the heavens covered. But oh, he looked up. And there was that given to him to look up. Lord, could I see one star? Could there be one hope? Is there one blessing? Is there mercy? No, he saw the brightest star, he said to his dying day, he'd ever seen in his life. A brief moment, those dark clouds parted. You know it spiritually. And you know he was blessed. And his dear ones were blessed that year. Oh, there was that that the Lord had blessed. And there is that. Now Jesus was not yet come. Is there, the time's fast going, but is there that, that souls in this house of prayer bear before the throne of grace? I've known it, the providential path, walked it, my dear one and dear family. Oh, how would the Lord appear? Would he undertake? Would he have mercy? Long months, many prayers, many exercises, encouragement through his word from time to time, a walk by faith, not by sight. The day came when Jesus came. The day came, oh, the Lord hath appeared. appeared of old unto thee, say, the Lord knows, whatever it be, in every state and case, may you be blessedly helped to take it to the throne of grace, let your needs be what they may. Teach me how and what to pray, and Lord, help me to wait. Teach me to wait, waiting daily the post of thy door. Soul, it's a blessed exercise. May not feel to be so at times, but it is a blessed waiting because the Lord helps in it. And then you'll wait. And then you'll watch. And then, oh, dear Anna, the prophetess, speaks of it, how she came into the temple, but she was waiting there. She was watching there. And we read of it, don't we, with dear Hannah, how she went up. Oh, that long period of watching, waiting. But it was not in vain. Now Jesus was not yet come. There'll be those, you know, that carry. There is that to be carried. There is that spiritual exercise. There'll be those that pray for you, soul. They may not know who you are, may be very hidden, but oh, they'll send unto their Jesus also. You see, there's a blessed unity in that blessed pressing toward the mark, that travailing to bring forth to his honour, glory and praise. And finally, time's gone, but oh, now Jesus was not yet come. I visited one riddled with cancer a fortnight ago. I read the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want to him. I was helped in reading. There was conversation afterwards. Who can tell, the next time I went to see him, it was, well, there'd been a change, couldn't converse anymore, he's now died. The Lord knows, but oh, Jesus was not yet come, oh, in old age, in walking the valley of the shadow of death, pray on. Pray, oh, that the Lord would blessedly appear as the malefactor we read of, two of them. But one, remember that, two of them, but one. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. This day thou wilt be with me in paradise. The Lord's work for sinners. Oh, may it be so precious to us that there may be that blessedly goes out. Even so, come quickly. Lord Jesus, amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £725, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Warren hopes to minister the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. There will also be a church meeting on Wednesday the 24th or 9th of July after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 757. Great God, how deep thy counsels lie, supreme in power art thou, all things to thy omniscient eye are one eternal now. 757.
Abundantly bless thine own pure word, and prove I will work and who shall let it? Do remember their children and those that teach. Help the afternoon. It be thy will, and gather again at the evening hour, we pray, and favour us to remember thee. It is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Do this in remembrance of me. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.